and the osham mitzera. If a nazir or mitzera has to bring an osham, that sheshocht and shlo lishmon, whoever made the shchita did a shlo lishmon, Allah is psula. Now these two osham is psula. You would not have the loch of the first mission in Zvachim to say that the kosher, you could bring it, you could burn it and eat the meat. It's only le'olah b'alim shum chayva. He says no. He holds the ma'isa. Rav holds that this korban osham is possible. Why? The whole purpose of these ashamis, of the asham mitzvah and the asham nazir, is to be machshir them that they can eat kachim again. And since it was brought shlal shimon, that's the end of the first mission. It's the olu labayl mishum chayva. So pshita, since the olu labayl mishum chayva, they did not have their hechshir. So since they don't become Torah, they can't eat kachim because of it. The korban is useless. It's not like a regular korban that could be brought anyway. Here, the whole purpose is only lahachshir. If it's not lahachshir, it's psula. That's Rav's chiddush. So where it says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Kol ha-manochois, shenik mesushle lishman ksherois, elush le'olu ba'al mishum l'shum chayva. Our Mishnah says, no, by all manochis, even though the kanim did the avoid ishle lishmo, still it's kosher, just the owner is not in the kanim is chayv. Chutz, what are the only two exceptions here? The only two exceptions are chutz b'minchas chayt and minchas kenois. These are the only two menachas that are psulim shlal lishmo. Now the question on Rav is, the yimisa, if you hold like you Rav, listening nami, chutz b'minchas oimer. Why did the Mishnah also include that the minchas oimer is also possible shlal lishmo? Samar says, no, I'll tell you like this. Kikatoni bo yochid. When does the Mishnah talk about menachas kol ha-menachas? A menachas that a yochid brings, a private person brings. But bo'at sibu lekatoni, a minchas seima of a korban sibu, even though it has the same halacha, but the Mishnah doesn't talk about a minchas sibu. Another chiluk is, ki toni bo beglal atzmo, only if the minchas is coming by itself. But bo beglal zevach lekatoni, by the minchas seima there was a korban brought also. Since this minchas brought with the korban, we don't talk about such menachas. And third chiluk is, ki katoni hanich shenkful emzman. A Mishnah talks about menachis, that there's no special zman when you have to bring the mincha. But over here, the kvul or zman, a mincha sa'imor, that is a special day, the second day of Pesach. That's the day you have to bring the mincha sa'imor, like a toni, the Mishnah doesn't talk about it. The Mishnah could agree to Rav that a mincha sa'imor, if it's brought shalei lishmo, since it's not matir, the chodesh, v'achila, it has no purpose for it, so be psula. You will not be able to burn the kamitza, and you will not be able to eat from the shirayim. Here, now the Gemara goes on and says, Omama, what we just said before, that v'cheina atoim, the sentence according to Rav, Rav would say, that v'yoshem nozir, v'yoshem mitzera. In the case where a nozir or a mitzera has to bring the roshem, so sheshochton shlo lishmon. If they made the shchita shlo lishmon, so the nozir or the mitzera is not mekayim mischayiv. He doesn't have his hechsher. He cannot eat kochim. According to the base of Migdash, if so psulim, if so you should know, then the whole korban is possible. Why? Ho yulu bola hechsher. Since the purpose of this korban, of this osham of a mitzvah and a nozir, is to be machshir, to make them kosher, to come to the base of Migdash, for lo hechshiroi, it did not do its purpose, since it was done shlal lishmon. It's not olu labaylo mishum chayva. If so, your svara was then, the whole korban is tzula, that you cannot make the zrikas adam, and you cannot make the aktaras semurim. So we ask the question, Tanan, listen, we learned this first mission in Zvachim. Tanan, we learned, kol ha-zvachim sheshoch nishlo lishmon, all the zvachim that the shchit was done, shlo lishmon is ksherim, the korban is to kosher, elo only, shlo olu lubaylon lishum chayva, only that the owner is not mekayim is neder, he'll have to bring another one. But the korban itself is kosher, that you can make the zrikas adam, you make the aktaras emurim, and the kanin can eat from the bosa. Chutz, the Mishnah says clearly, what's the only exception? Chutz mi pesach v'chatis. Only a korban pesach and a korban chatis, the sechta shnei lishmon, there it's psula. So the question is, according to Rav, the yemisa, behold, like what you're saying, listening now, the Mishnah should have said also, chutz meyosham nozir, v'yosham etzayra. The Mishnah should have said also, Chutz miyashim nozir v'yashim mitzayra. The bo lahachshav lehechshiroi, that since these korbanos are coming to be machshir, the nozir of the mitzayra, if it doesn't do the purpose, the korban is possible. So how come the Mishnah left it out? So Marin says, Kivon diyikar sham gezelis, v'yashim milis, till a kapora also. Since there are some korbanos, some oshamos, that come from kapora, that these are shomas do not only come lahachshir, just to make the person fit, but it comes to for a kaparo, says so, loipsikolai, it doesn't want to say clearly like, anoshim is possible, because there are some ashomas that are kosher. So therefore, since there are some ashomas that are kosher, it does not want to say that ashomas apsulim shalom lishmo. But now the Gemara Stam is the question on Rav. Nukhuramaish no oshim nozir, v'yoshim mitzara, dobo lahachshir, what's your sort to say that this Oshim is possible shlo lishmo? Because the purpose of the korban is to be machshir, the nazir or the mitzvah to be able to come and eat kachim or to go into the base of Migdash. And if it doesn't do its purpose, you're saying it's possible. If so, any Oshim also, hani nami, an Oshim of an Asham Gzelus, also, bowl a kapara. The purpose of the Asham Gzelus is you did a chet, need a kapara. If so, since it's brought shler lishmo for lechipru, so the owner does not have its kapara from the korban, so why does he say it's kasha? Hagufa kasha. What's the difference if the korban is coming lahachshir or the korban is coming for kapara? If the korban does not do its purpose, according to you, it should be possible. And that must for sure the first Mishnah says in Zvachim that the Noshim is kasha according to the Tanakama. So Mora says, I'll tell you like this. Omer Reb Yirmi says, Motzinu, we find shechola kakosiv bei mecharpin or bei machshirim. Yes, there's a chiluk between a korban that's coming for a kaporo, for a forgiveness, or the korban is only coming to be machshir to make the owner fit to come into the Beis Hamikdash. Mecharpin ispahu tiosol yacha misom, a korban that came for the purpose of a kaporo, if the owner dies, so the yorshim still bring the korban. But machshirin lespu tiosol yacha misom. If the only purpose of the korban is to be machshir the owner, and the owner's mace, then the yorshim do not bring the korban, so we find the difference. The Tanan we learned. Ho'isha shehevi chatosa u'meisa. So again, so this isha is an isha that she led this. Shehevi chatosa, she brought a chatos ready when she was alive. U'meisa, and then she died. So locher is yorvi yorshin oilosa, that the yorshim have a right to bring the korban oilo. Mashekin the opposite way, let's say oilosa. The Yoledes brought a korban oilo, umeis, and then she died. So locher is lo yovi yorshin chatoso, that the yorshim cannot bring a chatis. And the reason Rashi says this is because the chatis by Yoledes, Anisha that gave birth, is bola hachshir, is coming to be machshir to let eat kochim. So you see a korban that comes lahachshir, it's not brought liyacha misa. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yeah, again, like Rashi says, lo yovi yorshin chatoso, the zuachas michomish chatois hamesis, is one of the five special lach l'moshim sinais, that chatis shemeso baleho, the chatis we only dies, so you don't bring, the korban is meso. The chatis yoledis also, Rashi says, machshur, it's coming from machshur, hermina b'krisis, berg dam shchito, vesh machshur, os lecha b'kochim, o mi de chatoso lahachshir, oi losa lachaper, by Yoledes, since a korban chat is coming to be machshir her, to let her eat kochim, her korban oil is coming for kaporo. He'll say by Yoledes, echod lechat is v'echod li'elo. Amo, what do we see from Yoledes? That mechaprim korvei, machshirin lekorvei. That of a korban is coming for a hechsher, you do not bring l'achamisa. But a korban is coming for kaporo, you do bring l'achamisa. So as you said, the Gemara means to answer, hochinam here also. Mechaprin b'shaloi lishmon ksherim. A korban is coming for kaporom, even though it's brought shaloi lishmon is ksheiro. What does that mean, ksheiro lahakriv? That you're allowed to bring it, you can eat from the meat, just below olu. The owner doesn't have his kapor, he doesn't have his not yet his chlev, he has to bring another one. But a machshir in a korban, that's all purpose is to be machshir the owner, to be able to eat kochim, like an osher mitzar osim nozir, or a chatis of yoledes, is tzun lagamri. If it's brought to Lerle Shimon, it should be possible to Gamri. Sigmari asks, no. Maske below Rabbi Yehuda. Vredu Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Machshirin nami. Milespu diyos liyacha miso. Even a korban that's coming lahachshir, don't we find cases that it does come liyacha miso? Even the case where the owner died, still the yorshim could bring it. So you see, there's no real big difference between a machshirin and a mechaprin. If you are Tanan, learn like this, Gemara Nozir. Bagmar Milo also Ha Mafrish Moisl Nazirosai, if somebody set aside money, he was a Nazir. He set aside money in order to bring his korban that a Nazir has to bring. So Lochar is Loinen and Vloin Moilin, there's no Isamilo, and there's no, and you're not allowed to have a no from it, Midrabonin, and Vloin Moilin, there's no Isamilo on it. So Rashi says he can't have a no from it, because from this money he's supposed to bring korban oila. Or korban oila is also by no. But if you have a no from it, there's no isamilo, because from this money a nazir has to bring a shlomim also. So therefore the money of a shlomim does not have nisamilo on it, but left to the zrikas adam. So therefore the din is, then you can't have a no from this money, but if you do, it's loy moilin. Why? The Gemara explains, but they shuruyin love by kulin shlomim. It's fit to bring all this money that Nazar set aside for korban shlomim, and the din by shlomim is kachim kalim. The yisamilu was only after the zrikas adam. Mace, what's going to be if this Nazar dies? For yulo moyistumim, and he had this money stam. He did not separate, did not say clearly for which korban the money is for. He just set aside this $100 bill for his kabonis. So lochur is yiplulunadava. We take this $100 bill, throw it into the pushka of the Nadav in the Beis Hamikdash, and they bring in a korban oila with it. Miforoshin, let's say set aside the money and say carefully, this amount is for a korban chatis, this for a shlomim. So like this, the mei chatis, the money that is set aside for a korban chatis, that's the loch of the chatis shemei sabaleho, is yelech liyama melech. You have to throw the money away, it's like lemisa ozlo. See, you don't have the korban yet, you throw the money away. And you can't have a no from the money, but there's no isamila from it. Rashi says that kedin chatish meisa balid lemisazla, and loinen can't have a no from the rabbonim, but there's no isamila. Why not? Rashi says yomer bishmatik meisa demila chatoyis meisas sumoyis alechas yomer melech ein meilim him. That once the money is set aside to be thrown away liibud, there's no isamila. Why? Because not called kachay gavua ninu. Mila is only on kachim, that's supposed to go on the Mizbech, supposed to go to Hashem. But the other chatish shemeso, that's the misazlo, or the money is thrown away, there's no isamila upon the money. So therefore again, if the mei chatish, the Mora says, yerlich liyam ha-melech, and therefore leinen and v'lein moilin, the mei oila, the money that's set aside for knows that has to bring his korban oila, is yovi ben oila? Yes, the yorshim now have a right to bring a korban oila with it. And therefore, moilin ben, there's an isamila even upon the money right now. Since this money is aiming to buy a korban oila right now, which would be l'gvaya, you have an isamila. Dimei shlomim, the three korbanos that the nazir has to bring is a chatis, an oila, and a shlomim. So the money that was set aside for shlomim, yovi bem shlomim, true, you should bring a korban shlomim with it. And v'necholim l'yayim echod, it's only to be able to eat for one day. Because that's a special locha of a nozir, or shalmei nozir. You don't need it for one day. And if you ain't tunim lechem, you don't have to bring lechem with it. Even though usually a shalmei nozir has to bring lechem, the Rashi says, divinim v'nosa nakapi ha-nozir v'leka. The other pasuk says, you have to bring it on the hands of the nozir. You don't have the nozir here, so therefore do not bring the lechem with it. Now the question is, v'oi lo'u shlomim de nozir de machshirininu. When a nozir has to bring a korban oila and a korban shlomim, it smarts through him. It makes him fit to be able to eat kachim. That's what it does. The ko'osel yachamis, and still it says here, when the nozir dies, and he already set aside his money for these three kabonis, the kabonis are brought liyachamisa. So you see, even a korban that's lahachshir also comes liyachamisa. So going back to the question then, what's the difference between a korban that's bola hachshir, that you say shnolish mos posel, who are din then a korban that comes the kapor also, it should be shnolish mos should be posel. So my answer is, Omara Papa. Papa says, hochi kom Rabbi Yirmiya. This is what Rabbi Yirmiya said, that lo imotzino hechshe kavua to bol liyachamisa. We never find a korban that's a hechshe kavua that comes liyachamisa. Rashi says, Kavua means the Ein Shom Shum Dov Rachar Machshir HaBailim Elohu. If this is the only thing that's Machshir the Bailim, then it does not come Liachamisa. In other words, by a Mitzvah and by a Nazir, the Oshim that's Machshirim, this is the only thing that could be Machshirim. It's only the Korban Oshim. Therefore, that Oshim comes Lachshir, it does not come Liachamisa. And therefore, the sworn rabbis that you bring it Shalal Shmo, it's possible. That's what Rabbi Yirmiya says, that lo imotzino hechsha kavua, to bole yachem iser. O de nozir, marshenke that the nozir brings his oilo, or ishlamim, I tell you, these two are hechsher sheni kavuhu. These things are hechsher, that's not kavua. Why is it ain't kavua? What's the pshat not kavua mean? It doesn't have to be. Why doesn't